Australian rugby calls to Eddie Jones, and he's replaced Dave Rennie. Some saw it coming. It happened swiftly during the week, and some of the highlights you heard there. He's been close. Australia in 2003 when he coached the Wallabies, only to be beaten by England and Johnny Wilkinson's field goal at the Olympic Stadium. Then just the last Rugby World Cup, as Sia Khaleesi lifted the William Webb Ellis Trophy for the Springboks, it was Eddie Jones's England who was on the beaten side that day. Twice Eddie Jones has beaten All Blacks in the semi-finals to get to a World Cup final, yet hasn't been able to lift the trophy. And now he returns to Australian rugby. Fantastic to have the chair of the Australian Rugby Union, Hamish McLennan, to join us and speak through what's been a newsy week. Hamish, thank you so much for joining us on Grandstand.
Pleasure. Great to talk.
Let's start with the dismissal of Dave Rennie. What wasn't happening? What are the parameters that you used to realise you needed to make a change?
Look, his win ratio wasn't good enough. You know, you can point to lots of reasons why, but, you know, less than a year out for the France World Cup this year, you know, we just decided at a board level, hoping that it all comes together is not really a strategy. And then Eddie unbelievably got cut by England. And, you know, we'd have a couple of high-level conversations, you know, over the prior year. And he's too good a talent to refuse. And so I just sort of felt we've got to jump in here and try and do something about it. We've got the expectation of so many stakeholders involved in rugby, and we really believe that Eddie, with his win ratio, can get us to the final and quite possibly win this year. It'll be very exciting.
Had Dave Rennie done anything that wasn't planned as far as bringing lots of players through and trying to plot a path to success in France later this year?
Look, he's a first-time test coach, and that was with Australia, and he's never done a World Cup before. I think, you know, Dave's a really great guy and a good coach, but at the end of the day, we had to make the very difficult decision, who's going to get us further in the tournament for this year, and there's a lot riding on it, and we just felt that Eddie was the one who could do it.
There seems to be a thought among those that follow the Wallabies, Hamish, that Dave Rennie's done all the hard work here, and now Eddie Jones comes over the top of him. And by saying that, we know that there have been injuries, changes to the Gitto law when you can, as to how many players you can pick from overseas. And part of the results for the Wallabies were ostensibly a plan to get so much talent through to work out who can and who can't. And now we get to the crux of that and he can't finish the job.
Oh, look, we'll never know the true answer to that question. But at the end of the day, again, he was at 38%. Eddie, after 7 years in the job in England, was at 73-odd%. So Eddie's reputation is formidable. He knows our pathways. He knows our player group really well. We just felt that he'll be able to give us the lift. And we don't have much time, but he'll be the one to take us further into the tournament this year.
And I'll play a few grabs from Eddie Jones throughout this chat, Hamish, if you don't mind. And just on that, we'll start here just on even the man himself, the new Wallabies coach, reflecting on the job that his predecessor has done. Well, there's never really doubt. My apologies. Wrong button. Here we go. This one.
Dave's done a really good job in tough circumstances. So, yeah, and part of doing a good job is selection. So I've got a fairly open mind. I want to look to see, you know, who's improving, who can make a difference to an Australian team that wants to win the World Cup. And there's 16 rounds of Super Rugby for the players to make a pretty big stand. So that's the opportunity. And I don't need to premeditate, you know, who I think should be in or who I think should be out. I'm obviously honoured and 100% humbled by the opportunity to coach Australia again. You know, it's the stuff, you know, dreams are made of. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. The only thing I've thought about is particularly Bob Dwyer in his second stint was a much better coach than probably in the first stint, where you go in there, where you're younger, you think you know everything. The second time around, you know, you've been around the traps a little bit and you picked up a bit of experience and maybe you can pick up the wind of what's needed quicker.
Incoming Wallabies coach Eddie Jones. Quentin Hull with you on Grandstand through ABC Sport with Hamish McLellan, the chairman of the Australian Rugby Union. Why do you think Eddie's better second time around, Hamish?
I think certainly with coaching, you get better with age. He's very experienced. I mean, the other thing too, the listeners should note, he was part of the high-performance team that got South Africa to the final where they won in 2007, I think it was. So that experience, you know, is just earned over time. And, you know, he knows how to accelerate plans and to make the right decisions. And I think judgment's really important. He touched on selections, and I think that you'll see a different way of selecting the team, and he'll give more younger guys a go, I suspect. And so it'll be a really interesting ride to watch.
Is the talent there?
Yeah, absolutely. And so RA has to do a better job over the long term of getting those pathways sorted out. But there's some very good players there, and we need to get more back from overseas. You referenced the Giddo Law, so that's something that we, in a wholesale sense, don't want to play with too much, but we're going to look at it for this year and beyond. And we've definitely got great players, and we really believe that we can give the World Cup a shake this year.
I'll pick up that Giddo Law point, because I'm just wondering, has Eddie Jones asked you about just how many players can I draw from outside Super Rugby to play for the Wallabies? Currently, it's 3 per series. Will that be reviewed? Is it a matter of just getting him the best players no matter where they play?
No, look, we're not going to destroy the Giddo Law at all. It's there for a reason. We've made a commitment to New Zealand and, you know, Super Rugby. We've got a new competition that'll go through to 2030. So we are thinking long term. So, but you know, it's one of many things that we need to talk to Eddie. You know, and he arrives on Sunday. He's coming to the Sydney Sevens, and which will be a great event. So everyone should go there from Friday to Sunday. But no, look, it's just one of the many things that we need to talk to him about, whether we tinker with it or not.
Can you do me a favour? I'll be broadcasting from the Sydney Sevens next weekend on Saturday and Sunday. I'd love you to come up and say hello. Can you bring Eddie in for a chat to us this time next week?
Well, I'll ask him. He lands on Sunday morning, and then he'll drop his bags and come straight out.
So, fantastic. Get him jet-lagged and all vulnerable. That might be interesting.
I don't think that'll happen. So we'll see. But hey, it'll be a great tournament, so everyone should go down to it.
There is also the Eddie Jones factor in Australia that he's well known, and we know that rugby's had its issues PR-wise and trying to gain attention. Was that any part of the decision to appoint him, the fact that we're on a national program here and we don't mind talking about rugby when you're talking about Eddie Jones, because everyone knows what he's done and everyone knows his name?
No, look, it actually didn't. I mean, he's there because he's the world's best rugby coach, and we've got him. So the very fact, and it's a byproduct really of his persona, he's a bit of an enigma, but he's there to coach and to get the Wallabies firing again. And don't forget, he's also overseeing the Wallaroos program, which is a world first. So the very fact that he can garner more attention for the sport, we're happy about that, but he's there to get the Wallabies performing.
And Hamish, we chat to you a couple of days on from the news that Kirtley Beale finds himself with some very serious legal accusations against him. He's been stood down from the sport. He's basically been brought back to try and form a part of the run into France and be someone available for the Wallabies. Now, with him being stood down and the legal process to take place, can you see Kirtley Beale at all? And should he even be considered for future Wallaby selection?
Look, all I'll say is that we've got a very strict code of conduct policy. And you know, you saw that come into it an action when this news came out. It's in the hands of the police, so I can't say any more than that.
If he's exonerated, is he welcomed back?
Let's cross that bridge when we get to it, but it's in the hands of the police, so I can't say any more than that.
Okay, Hamish. It's been an interesting week, and I hope to catch up with you at the Sevens next week. Now, I'm just off the top of my head, what are we up to? Quarter final phase in Hamilton. How much interest do you have in that program as well? We'll be speaking about it a lot next weekend, and they've been doing fantastic things on the world scene, both the men and the women.
Oh, look, they're great. They're world champions. The women won the gold medal at the Commonwealth Games recently. They've won They've won gold medals at the Olympics. We've got Paris next year. They're great ambassadors for the sport. And if you're a young person and you like your rugby, sevens is a great avenue for you as well. So it's going to be a terrific tournament next week.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today, Hamish. Hope to see you at the footy stadium next week. And very easy week. Eddie Jones is back. It's going to cause headlines not just here but around the world of rugby. And let's hope it will lead to a Wallabies resurgence in this World Cup year. Thanks for your time on Grandstand.
It will. Thank you, mate. Cheers.